leg development things or something like that.
Right.
Well, anyway, they were here for a number of years, and then he was transferred to Memphis. But during the time they were here, they bought that house and made it a much more convenient house. I'll tell you how it was built. There was a big square hall and a great big room on each side. And then on kind of to the side of one of those big rooms, a room had been built that you would go out on a back porch to get to, but it was added on. And on the other side, there was just a row of rooms. That was a way that people frequently built houses in the South, just a row of them with a porch going down the side. Well, it's the most inconvenient thing that I ever heard of. It was a string of bedrooms, and at the very tip end was the dining room. If you had a farmer coming and it was snowing or raining, I guess you'd have to lead them through all these bedrooms. It's the funniest arrangement that ever was. And the kitchen was down kind of in the basin. You'd have to go down the steepest steps to go down that basin. Well, I used to go there and play when I was a child because Mr. Ed's mother's granddaughters were friends of mine, you know. Anyway, though, what the Holtz did, they made that into a long hall. It was frame house, and it was weatherboarded to match the other, you see. And they changed it so the dining room was up one of those two big front rooms. There's the parlor's on one side and the dining room on the other. And then they built out from there a kitchen that sort of balances this room on the other side. Well, when the bought the house, you see, these people had made all these improvements and made it livable and comfortable, because it was, the other was really a very inconvenient way to live. But the have added a garage or something, but it's not anything that would be, you might say, the main house. It would be a good way to get, if you drove up close there under carport that they fixed, and you could get in the house, you know, conveniently. I think they improved that from the way that they had it, but the did the main thing. And so they, that's where they live, and it's a mighty pretty house. It's back from the, you remember the, don't you remember you told me that this lady said that there was, that some of her people lived across from the,
maybe wrong now. I thought she said across the street.
Well, there are two houses on the in within a block that are old houses.
Yes, if you played there as a child, you would remember the family
that lived across the street.
So I must be wrong.
I don't know about those. Well, you know, children, sometimes they just, the only thing they're interested in is where some more children, and wouldn't maybe think about who's across the street. I don't know.
It's possible.
But there are two very pretty, nice houses, one right in front of the house, and the other one, really just one house between it and the next one, but it's a, there's also a street, so it makes them fairly far apart.
Well, this is raised on the farm. He's got a brother that's a real date farmer. He didn't buy a hater, though. But this can give you a lot of